Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Got a frog in my throat there. Welcome, everybody, to the Dimple Date, Dating and Relationship and Sex Show. We're here every other Monday, live, over the VOC Nation radio network, vocnation.com. My name is Brady Hicks. I'm usually joined by Netter from dimpledate.com. Again, I'm flying solo this week, but guys, got a couple of interesting topics I want to talk about here today. We'll get to those in a second. I also want to give out the call-in information if you want to be part of the show, if you want to talk to me. The number is 855-BOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234, toll-free. That's how you call in. That's how you be part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the last couple weeks since we relaunched Dimple Date on the VOC Nation Radio Network, the format that I've used, I've put a topic out there for you guys to mull over, to think about. It's usually something from the board, the Facebook community. If you want to join this community, just search for Dimple Date, Dating and Relationship Advice. You'll find the group, ask to be a part of it, and you can contribute to these discussions both on the air as well as while we're not on the air, you know, putting topics out there, different things to discuss or whatever. The topic for this week is religion, guys. And this question, actually, it deals with religion and relationships and how we feel about one another's own beliefs. The discussion is your date's religious affiliation or lack thereof important to you? Once again, is your date's religious affiliation or lack thereof important to you? So that's something I want you guys to mull over. Like I said, if you want to call in, voice your opinion on this topic or the other one that I'm about to introduce, toll free 855-VOC-RADIO. We'll be here till 10:30 this morning. The other topic that I want to talk about today, I think you guys are going to like this one. It's interesting for sure. The idea is how to date a celebrity. And I'm actually going to allow my friend to speak on this for a minute. And if you guys want to chime in, once again, 855-VOC-RADIO.
When you wish upon a star, well, how... There, as Shakespeare says, things are not as they seem. You may find a real person inside. Don't prejudge. I've known celebrities very well and had the occasion to have the experience. And I would suggest to you that understand all that you see and all the hype and all of the television responses and all the things that pundits say about them, whether they're political or whether they're musicians, whatever it may be. That's all hype. Inside, there's a real person. If you address that person and don't be swayed by that personality, remember, you're working with a person, not a personality. It's all about the person. So, again, be real. This is Dr. Paul. May your fantasies of today be your realities of tomorrow.
All right, guys, I apologize for that. Apparently we had some sort of an audio error. I wasn't aware of it. I could hear it fine over the headphones. But I believe we were able to fix it there for the end. If not, I apologize. But you can search it and certainly search for that on Facebook. On Twitter. YouTube. Use YouTube to search for that. I'll provide the information for you guys later on in the show. But basically, the crux of it is that when you want to date a celebrity, and we all have our celebrity crushes for sure, the meat of it is to treat them like a person, you know, to remember that they are just a person and that everything that you read about them isn't necessarily true. Now, that is great advice for the end game. You know, you've met the celebrity, you've had the chance to interact with the celebrity, blah, 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 skippity-doo. The problem is getting there. And on the other side of the commercial break, guys, we're going to talk about how to get to that point where you're actually able to date the celebrity. So that should be fun. That should be interesting. Let me remind you guys that the call-in number is toll-free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. My name is Brady Hicks. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network, live from the In the Room studios and over the NetCarrier NCloud, our proud, proud sponsors. On the other side, we're going to be talking how to date a celebrity with specific advice for you guys. I'm going to give you guys a couple of the viewpoints on religion that have poured in. Frank said, I joined just to comment on this. If someone of your religion isn't around, just sleep with someone of your religion on the side. Mike said, I went on vacation as a teenager with my friend's family one year. And they're diehard Catholics. So diehard that when Sunday came along, they made me go to church with them. They all got to eat magic bread. I was upset. I was hungry, too. And that's the thing is, like, when you're in a relationship like that, like, isn't it a little weird to have one partner so actively involved in a religious experience and have the other one not? I am curious what you guys think. I don't know that it's necessary. But it certainly does make it easier in a lot of ways if you are a religious person. Here's what Tim said. Tim said, casual spirituality is fine, but if a girl spoke regularly about how important religion is to her and her family and her future family, I would not feel comfortable in that relationship, especially if she went to her place of worship every Sabbath and I did not. I'd feel like we were poorly matched. I couldn't honestly participate in that lifestyle with her. She could find a better match, I'd think. And, Tim, I would think that you could as well, if that's not how you're feeling. But at the same time, there are people that I know, they're fine having their own beliefs, and they're fine with other people's beliefs, and ne'er betwixt shall meet. So what we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a commercial break. Like I said, if you want to chime in on the religion thing, 855-VOC-RADIO, that's 855-862-7234. The discussion is your date's religious affiliation or lack thereof important to you? So that's what we're chewing over. Like I said, we'll be here until 10:30 this morning, talking, dating, relationships, and sex. Call in, answer your questions, whatever you need. We're also talking how to date a celebrity. I'm going to give you guys some very specific steps on the other side.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier NCloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love Greg DeMarco. You should listen to his show, The Greg DeMarco Show, worldwide at vocnation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dimple Dating and Relationship Show right here on VOCNation.com. I'm joined, guys, believe it or not, the co-host is finally in the studios right here and in the room, the in-the-room studios. We have from DimpleDate.com, Dimple Date's own Netter is joining us for the first time. Since the relaunch on VOC Nation Radio Network, what's going on, Netter? How are we feeling today?
Hey, we're feeling great. I've been a busy lady. I'm sorry. It's been a while.
That's okay. We're all busy, and since the time slot changed to Monday morning at 10 a.m. every week, it seems less than conducive for some people, but it certainly is convenient to get up in the morning. I'm always eager in the morning, as they say, to talk about dating and relationships. So, I find a lot of guys are very eager in the morning. But we had a question posed today on the internet. We're going to talk about that. And I have some people's thoughts here. The discussion is your date's religious affiliation or lack thereof important to you? We'll start out with that. We'll start out with that, Netter. What are your thoughts on that? Is religion important to you, what your partner feels?
I would say it's not in my sense. Like, I would feel like if a guy wants to believe something and I don't share that belief, I don't care. I'm not going to stop dating him because of it. However, there might be certain aspects about a religion that I might not be okay with if I were to have kids with him. And then I don't know. I think children become a really big question in the religion thing. Because I won't change my religious or lack thereof belief for somebody. But I don't know if we had kids, would that be a problem? I don't know. So you have to have a really long conversation about that, I think. And there's some people who really expect you to do whatever their religion is. You have to see, like, is that something you can handle or not?
Oh, that's very well spoken there. Let me just read you. Let me see. Where is it? I lost it. I gotta find it. Rat Boy is on the line. Rat Boy, how important is religion to you when you're dating?
Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss.
Maybe later, Rat.
Tell me that you love me all the years.
I love you, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy's religion is love. So his religion is very important all the time.
Religion doesn't mean nothing to me. As long as you know how to party and have fun with me, that's all I have to say.
very well spoken.
See, I thought that was well said, Rat Boy.
You can even be African and go out with me. We still have fun. I don't care about no religion.
Well, let me ask you this then, Rat Boy, because clearly religion, it doesn't seem to matter to a lot of people. I'm kind of surprised. I think Tim Graham said it best. Tim, one of our regular listeners, he pointed out that he would feel almost inadequate in a way. If religion was very important to a girl, he would feel like he's a poor match for her. But that's being honest, you know, and that's just him. That's not everybody. Rat Boy, How important is it to you to someday date a celebrity?
That's another story with a celebrity, because I don't know how I feel around that celebrity. It's
okay.
What celebrity it is.
Well, who
you
would be your
now?
Dream celebrity to date, Rat Boy?
I have to pick. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
That girl from The girl from Heroes, she used to be a cheerleader.
Okay.
Now, that boy, I'm a little sad because I thought you were going to say me.
Nope.
I like her.
That's okay.
And, you know, you're the second best.
Okay, thanks.
I can be you the second best.
That's your new moniker.
Yeah, thank you, Rat Boy. You wrecked my self-esteem for today.
Think this way. Think this way. You're up on top of China, okay? China's number three.
Oh, China. Okay. Well, there you go. That's an illustrious list.
Oh.
We have the cheerleader from Heroes. We have DimpleDate.com's Netter, and we have a porn star named China. Very nice, Rat Boy. Anything else you wanted to talk about? Because we just got minutes left here, and we got a couple things that we got to discuss.
Well, discuss them, and I will talk to you in the room tomorrow night about what I saw last night on that pay-per-view event.
Yeah, plenty of time for wrestling. Thank you, Rat Boy. That's awesome. I love it when Rat Boy calls in. He's great.
That is actually great. You just got a plug for another show. You didn't even have to ask. That's awesome.
Right. I can always count on him for that. By the way, Frank said in his thoughts, he said that his mom is Presbyterian and his dad's Catholic, and he never thought it to be an issue. In general, there are certain religions where I think it matters more than others. You know?
Well, may or may not, depending on how strongly people feel.
Well, that's true. That's true. Anyway, let's get into how to date a celebrity. I want to run this down. We just got a couple minutes left. These are specific steps you can take to end up with the celebrity of your dreams. And I want to read these. Somebody pass this along to me. And by the way, if you guys want to chime in on this topic, toll-free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234, toll-free. 914-338-1885. That's how you can get in touch with us. I'm also on Twitter, at Brady Hicks. Tweet us, at VOC Nation, the Dimple Date Dating and Relationship Show. We got about 10 minutes left. About 10 minutes left on this. How to date a celebrity. All right, Netter, here we go. Step one.
Ask.
Tell me if any – well, okay, ask. How do you ask a celebrity? I see someone on TV. What do I do?
Ask them.
Well, ask the TV?
Well, you have to meet the person.
Right. Okay. So let's start at the beginning, the very best place to start.
Katy Perry's on Tinder. I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah, but not everyone
that inaccessible.
Not everyone gets
matched. Well, that's because
up.
You're not in the same geographical location. Tinder's based on geographic. I heard this on a different radio show, and I thought, wow, okay.
How does John Mayer feel about that?
What, is that her boyfriend?
Well, he was. I'd assume they still are.
Well, I guess they're not anymore.
Okay, well, here we go.
I don't know how recent this is. I mean, maybe she's dating somebody. I'm not going to spread celebrity gossip. I have no idea. I just know that maybe like a week or two ago, I know that she was on Tinder.
Well, step number one for how to date a celebrity, and tell me if this goes off the rails here, send letters to them. This says, it is unlikely that your chosen celebrity will actually read them, but if you keep writing letters, they will most likely read one of them. When writing these letters, don't act like a normal fan. OMG, you're so hot, blah, blah, blah. It will not make you stand out in the crowd. Neither will I love you so much. Write to them about how they've changed your life or something more personal.
God, this is like me trying to get in touch with my own boyfriend. Like, please respond to the text. 50 texts later, I might get a response. I mean, like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. You're wasting too much money on stamps.
Well, stamps are what now, like 50 cents? I don't even know.
I think 48, but that's a lot of money. I mean, we should support the U.S. Postal Service, so maybe we should say yes, but I don't know. It's a lot of
paper
and trees.
Do you think that's a good strategy, though? I mean, if you are going to write them, do you think it's a good strategy to say don't gush over them, but maybe just tell a quick story about how they changed your life for the better?
I would say it changed your life for the better is great, but not in multiple letters. I would say find them on Twitter and find every person who might be that person on Twitter.
Okay, well,
start writing there. And be funny so that they might want you.
Let's go on to number two. Tweet them. If they have Twitter,
mention
them in a tweet. If you say humorous things to them and they see it, they may be likely to follow them. Again, don't be a normal fan. Avoid talking about how much you love them, how cute, hot they are, etc., because they will not notice. Subscribe to their YouTube channel. Add them on Facebook. The more connections you have to them, the better chance you have of getting connected by them. We're more on your speed here now?
Sure. Because I have known a bunch of people, actually, who have gotten connected to celebrities in some way. Not like they're like buddies, but that some celebrities now follow them because they're that interesting. Celebrities comment on what they have to say because they're that funny. It totally works. Absolutely works.
All right. Number three, enter contests. Many websites and magazines.
I can hear you better. Is something wrong?
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you like much clearer. Did something happen?
No. No, I don't think
so. Okay, good. Okay, keep going. Number three.
Enter contests. Many websites and magazines offer contests where you get to meet a certain celebrity. Some even offer contests where you get to go out on a date with them. Enter as many of these contests as possible because they'll definitely notice you if you're right in front of them. Number three.
Well, that's true.
The problem is, though, how do you find contests where you find your specific celebrity, you know?
Well, it probably isn't your specific celebrity, but a celebrity.
Well, that's true. Okay. Let's move on then. Number four. I love this one. Become a celebrity yourself. In the world of Hollywood, most celebrities date other celebrities. Find a talent that you're good at. To become really famous, try becoming a singer, actor, or model. You could also write a book, become a sports star, invent something, or even become a film director.
Reality TV is the way to go. It's the easiest. You could have a failing bakery. You could have a failing restaurant. You could be a hoarder, and whatever your talent might be, I think that's it. Reality TV. I would like to be on a reality show. I think it would be quite interesting.
What else is great about reality TV, unlike a lot of those other suggestions, is you don't necessarily need to move to Hollywood to be a reality TV star, because reality TV is filmed all around the country, all around the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of, like, just finding that local show that's looking for talent and becoming a part.
Was that show in Japan, Total Extreme Challenge or something, where they, like, threw
the best show.
You while
I
you're
love
running
that
in
show.
The mud? That was the best show ever.
That was
I would
a
love
great
to
show.
Be the winner of that. Or, like, someone that, like, gets knocked out with the thing flying in their head while they're, like, stuck in mud running in the rain. That would be fine, too, because then you'd be known across the world as
the person who got knocked out during that show. And then maybe some celebrity was like, oh, you were hot. Cool. Okay, keep going.
Let's move on here. Number five, talk to the celebrity normally. If you scream at them or faint in their presence, they will never see you as a potential girlfriend, boyfriend. Instead, be calm, be cool, be collected around them. Don't talk to them about their fame. They hear about that all the time. Don't talk to them about how great they are. They hear that all the time. Ask them about regular stuff, like their favorite sports team, their pets, etc.
That's possible. I met Rob Thomas on the streets in New York State. He was, like, the coolest and nicest guy. I was with one of my best friends, and we were, like, running late to something. And we saw him, and he said to me, isn't that Rob Thomas? And I said, I don't know, because I don't recognize celebrities in their natural element. So I would go over to him, and then we started talking. And he talked to us so much that we were like, okay, yeah, we have to go. But we should have invited him along because we're having a great time talking to him about just, like, life. He was awesome. Awesome man. So shout out to Rob Thomas there. I missed my chance. I should have gave him my number. Oh, well.
Well, that goes into number six, actually. Be bold. Give the celebrity your email, Facebook, or phone number and ask them to keep in touch with you. Alternatively, you could ask them out right then and there, although chances are you'll be rejected.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think I met Antonio Sabato Jr. I was a little kid, and I asked him to my junior prom. I feel like I may have been a freshman in high school at the time, but I was preparing. He told me he was busy that day, which was a nice, shutdown move. But, you can always ask. If you don't ask, you don't know. So I would lean towards the, hey, keep in touch with me kind of thing.
Which reminds me, actually, that in 2 weeks' time, I'd like to continue this discussion. There was actually a great interview done with Mila Kunis a couple months ago that I think you guys would get a lot out of. So I'm going to look that up. We'll have that for 2 weeks' time because talk about being bold. All right, here we go. Number seven, keep in touch. Get to know the celebrity. Call, write, or text. I guess this assumes at this point that you have their number. Call, text, or write the celebrity until you feel that you know each other pretty well. Then ask them out. I feel like 6 to 7 is a monumental jump.
It kind of assumes. Not necessarily.
They went and took your number and actually followed.
You think about it like online dating. You start communicating. Eventually you make the jump and be like, hey, let's actually see each other in person. You don't feel that creepy.
But that's a huge jump, though, if it's a celebrity.
Well, bring the bodyguards. What's the deal? I can't bring my bodyguards along if I meet some stranger off the internet, but they can. So bring the bodyguard and meet them.
We got less than a minute left. Let's do this last one. Be prepared to be rejected by your chosen celebrity. Well, that's lousy advice for meeting them. It's almost impossible that you date a celebrity, so don't have your hopes up. But who knows? You might get lucky. I would skip number 8 altogether. That doesn't seem like it fits in there. Netter, final thoughts. We got 30 seconds, Netter. Final thoughts.
Doesn't fit for the whole article, however. With any relationship, you should be prepared to get dumped or have an end. They can't all work out. It's okay, though. You'll meet on, you'll move on, find somebody else. Not a big deal.
That's great.
Final thought.
Thank you, everyone, who chipped in today with our discussion. This is because of the religion thing. I wanted to get that in. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into Dimble Dave. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Right here, the VOC Nation Radio Network. I'm Brady Hicks for Netter. Thank you to Ratboy for calling in. Thanks for everyone who chimed in on the discussion. Look for us on Facebook, the Dimple Date Dating and Relationship page. That's how you become part of these discussions that we have every other week right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. We'll see you guys very soon. Tune in just a half an hour for the live return, episode 6 of JV Mail. Up on the air live at 11 o'clock this morning. Be sure to check that out. And guys, next Monday at this time slot, 10 to 10:30, the New Moon Rising Wrestling radio experience just for you. So everybody, have a great week. Get out there.
Hey, will this show also be on thebradyhicks.com?
It does, yes, thebradyhicks.com, VOCNation.com.
Okay.
We are
okay.
Worldwide. Have a good week, guys.